people who, a certain kind of people, would you say there are a lot of people like that, or would you say there's a lot of people like that? Which sounds normal to you.
There's a lot of people like that,
yeah. Now you might tell a little boy, don't be afraid, huh? Some little kid acts like he's kind of scared of you. You say, don't be afraid, huh?
I'm not scared.
If you don't want him to think you'll do anything to him, you'll say,
I won't hurt you.
Right. Now, if you and Butch were having an argument about something, and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about it, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Well, I'm right. Would I say that?
Yeah, you'd say, well, I'm right. Would you say, aren't I, or am I not? You know, if you wanted him to tell you that you're right, you'd say, well, I'm right.
No.
You wouldn't say, well, I'm right, aren't I, or I'm right. Am I not? Or
well, yeah. I wouldn't say, well, I'm right, but adding the other part to it, yeah.
Yeah, how would you put it? You'd say, well, I'm right?
Or not, probably.
If somebody thanked you for a ride in town, you'd say, well, don't mention it. We
appreciate it.
Okay. If somebody said to you, did you just slam that door? You'd say, no, it. No, it.
It shut.
Okay, but if you were trying to deny that it was you, if you wanted to make them think it was somebody else, you'd say, no, it wasn't.
No, it didn't.
Okay. If somebody wants you to try a new product, they'd probably send you a free
sample.
If a little girl had on a dress that you thought looked very good on her, you'd say, well, that is really a
pretty dress.
And then she might say, well, that girl's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
What do you call the things that sometimes women, well, they don't so much anymore, but we wear over a dress in the kitchen to keep...
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Pen.
And soup usually comes in what kind of a can? What's it made of?
Aluminum.
Or...
Tin, right.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
And a suit consists of?
A pants and a jacket and a tie and a shirt.
Okay. Do you remember, I mean, sometimes they would have a third piece that would come under the jacket?
Yeah.
When it's cold weather, what do you put on when you go out in the wintertime? Now, pants, anything, how about it, would pants necessarily have to be dress-up kind of stuff to you?
Pants, would they have to be? No.
Yeah. Okay, like something to work in, would you also just, if a man was going to put on something to work in, would you also call that?
Well, like... pants or jeans, and I wore jeans around the house, but I also wore pants to work.
Yeah, and jeans would be different than...
Right, they'd be different because I wouldn't wear jeans to work.
You wouldn't wear jeans to work, right. Okay. If you had gained some weight, which I can say you never have, but if you ever had, you might say, now, that dress won't fit this year, but last year it
did.
Okay, if you had to use the word fit, you'd say last year it...
Fit.
Now, if a man had a suit and he had just bought it, it would not be an old suit, but a...
New suit.
If you stuck a lot of things in the pockets, it would make them...
Bigger.
Okay.
Or bulge.
Yeah. Nobody ever gets that either. If you had come home from work and there was a package lying there, and you said, where'd that come from? And so Butch might...